Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kindy Rockstars. This is the show that gives you the stories behind the songs from some of the best bands and singers that are making fun, informative, educational, catchy, and occasionally silly songs for children and families. I'm your host, Patrick Adams, and each episode of Kindy Rockstars will feature an artist and a featured song. So let's get to this week's show. Welcome, everyone, to Kindy Rockstars. I am really excited to be welcoming back to the show Claudia Robin Gunn. And before we get started, go back to season one and check out a couple of episodes that Claudia was featured in. But it's great to have you back. Welcome, Claudia.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Patrick.
And today is an album feature show. So, you know, one of the first questions I ask returning guests is, what have you been up to since the last time we chatted? And I know this project here is one of the major things you've been up to. So, but other than that, go ahead and fill in the blanks.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, gosh, it's been, it has been a little while, hasn't it? But I've been working on this new project, just doing a lot of writing, a lot of songs that really relate to the world we live in, particularly here where I live in New Zealand. We're surrounded by the ocean, and themes that keep coming up with my kids and issues that relate to what they're learning about at school to do with the marine life really occurred to me as being a really amazing topic to explore further. And kids just really love the water, don't they? So I've really been gathering and packaging up a bundle of songs from my songbooks. Some of them are brand new and some of them I wrote a long time ago when the kids were smaller. And I just really wanted to invite families to kind of, dive in, splash into the water, consider some of the maybe lesser known creatures that they might not have known that exist far down below the deep blue sea. And I was really lucky to get some support through an arts agency here called Creative New Zealand to engage a really brilliant producer, Tom, who's the same producer I worked with on my album I talked to you about, and my friend Elise, who is an illustrator, and also actually this time my sister Melissa, who's a scientist, worked with me to create really beautiful activity and science notes about all the marine creatures and sea conservation issues in this project. And with support from this funding grant through Creative New Zealand, that allowed me to kind of put our little team together and just work on this new project. And obviously we're still living in changeable times, so we created it all at a distance. We weren't dependent on working together in person, even though we are all in the same city here in Auckland, New Zealand. So yes, it's been a fruitful, busy and beautiful collaborative time.
Excellent. So the album is called Sing for the Sea, Little Wild Ocean Friends. So, you talked about the ocean theme, but how did you approach the different songs, and is there a meaning to the songs that kind of goes along with what you were doing?
Oh, absolutely. Really, I mean, the unifying theme is celebrating children's connection to the ocean and all of the wide variety of creatures that call the ocean home. And, connecting back to caring about the sea and really, tuning into issues that really connect to us, such as plastic pollution, which I know is an issue that so many young children find, they get quite distressed when they learn about the scale of that problem. And so I really wanted to approach this with a sense of, how can you make this fun, deal with some topics that are quite intense, but in a way that give kids hope and maybe actions that they can do to help and, you know, help be kind of ambassadors for their family and their community to go, hey, I learned about this amazing creature and we need to do more to look after the ocean. So that's kind of the unifying message that connects all of these kind of wide variety of songs.
So how long did it take you to like pull all of this together and with the people that you collaborated with, and you mentioned your illustrator and so forth, like when did you start working on this? And
we started in, must have been July last year in 2021. And we have been really working on it pretty solidly and in chunks of activity at time, I guess, through the project from then till about a month ago. So nearly a whole year. And I sort of roll my eyes at that because I did set up a very ambitious plan about the release timeline that was shorter. I imagined I would get a lot more done. But life happens and we have further lockdowns here. I didn't expect that, but it's also not surprising too, because you kind of learn to not be too surprised by anything right now. So I felt that this was actually a beautiful thing to have on the go in the midst of everything that was else that was happening in the world, because it really like focused for me. It was actually quite a good mental health wellness thing to really have something that I really cared about and people that I was working with that we really connect well with and work well together with, that we could kind of really focus on in a really positive way.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, let's dig into some of the songs. So again, the album title is Sing for the Sea, Little Wild Ocean Friends. And the first song that we'll talk about, and I think that that kind of gets to your point of, you know, the varying topics around the ocean, but Tidy Up the Tide.
Awesome. Ah, that's so cool. Well, so first, this song originally started from something my daughter came home talking about from a lesson she had at school when she was about 6 years old. And we had to go through an exercise, like an art project, actually, for them to draw things that might get washed up that belonged on the beach, or things that didn't belong on the beach when you walk along the tide line. So I found out it's actually called tide wrack, the name for all of the sort of flotsam and jetsam that washes up on the beach. And obviously you imagine a really beautiful beach, don't you, with just like lots of fun, fantastical things, like I've noted in this song, like messages in bottles, or, you know, amazing things that you'd want to find, like beautiful kind of polished sea glass, which is in a sense that's rubbish as well, but it can be a very beautiful thing to find. But unfortunately there's so much plastic and so many things that don't belong on the beach. This song is just really a kind of a way to gently talk about that issue and put it into like a story form.
All right. Well, here it is, Tidy Up the Tide by Claudia Robin Gunn.
What'll the tide bring in? What'll the tide bring in? Driftwood sticks and seaweed fronds, mangrove seeds and seashell rings. What'll the tide bring in? What'll the tide bring in? Letters in bottles and seagrass, pippies and cockles and sea stars, great white teeth and blue whale bones, a hermit crab and its takeaway home, pennies and junk and plastic bags, washed up nets and bottle caps. Says I can keep the pennies, but the trash should not be on our beach. Let's clean up the junk and wash up nets. No more plastic, sea. What'll the tide bring in? What bottle of dye bring in? I make mandala in the sand, the waves roll higher, and its pattern versus sea, the tide ebbs at my feet. And it takes the driftwood sticks and seaweed fronds, the mangrove seeds and seashell rings, hippies and cockles and sea stars, lettuce and bottles and seagrass, the hermit crab and its takeaway. Trash we take away and tell our friends we have to change. No more plastic seed. What'll the tide bring in? What'll the tide bring in? Hopes and dreams and far off plans. Tomorrow's days and yesterday's maps. Reflections of the starry sky.
That was Tidy Up the Tide. All right, the next song we're going to talk about is called Imaginary Ocean. So tell us a little bit about that one.
Awesome. Okay, Imaginary Ocean is like a song about navigators. So it's really just a fantasy song, but the story behind it is sailors have used all different ways of navigating the seas. In the olden days, they actually found their way without instruments. They would follow the stars, and the Pacific navigators would use the winds and the signs and the sky, as well as the stars, to migrate and trade between all the far distant islands. These days, you know, I think it's just a really beautiful thing for kids to imagine setting off to the ocean in any kind of like sailing craft that they imagine. So I really wanted this song to be a really positive and hopeful song for kids about, you know, what might lie out into the ocean, where they could really go, where they live, or where they could go in their imagination.
Love it. All right, well, let's play it. Here is Imaginary Ocean, Claudia Robin Gunn.
Come for a paddle in my imaginary rowboat. Cross my imaginary ocean. We can navigate where we're going. Come for a sail on my imaginary sailing ship. Cross my imaginary harbor. The adventure's only started. I see a little blue penguin. I spy a sea lion. I feel those negative ions. We're out on the ocean, imaginary ocean. Everything will be fine. Follow the stars and signs. Anything can happen when we believe in magic. Snorkel around and dive down deep. Discover wonders under the sea. Come for a splash in my imaginary kayak. Down my imaginary river. Every river flows to the mother ocean. Imaginary ocean.
That was Imaginary Ocean. All right. The next song is called Inky the Octopus. So tell us a little bit about Inky the Octopus.
Okay. Inky the Octopus is a true story. About 5 or 6 years ago, a very cheeky octopus was the star of a marvelous octopus escape from an aquarium here in New Zealand. And this particular story made headlines all around the world. It really became a bit of a sensation, highlighting octopus intelligence. And it really was curious and funny and brave. And it was like all the elements of a good story. And I wrote the song back then when I first read it in The Guardian, I think. And was really just found it so fascinating. And since then, the story of Inky really has traveled, just like Inky did, to a lot of different places. I got to play this song live at a big music festival here a few years ago, but I had it on my list of songs to record one day, you know, finally. And you actually can find the story of Inky the Octopus in about 3 or 4, maybe even 5 children's picture books, because it really is quite mind-blowing to know that, you know, octopus have no bones. The only bone, they've got like a little kind of piece of cartilage. So they can actually squeeze into tiny spaces, quite visually like stunning. And actually, recent studies have discovered truly how intelligent octopus are. And, you know, there's even, you know, a lot of questions about how sort of how much awareness they have. And it, obviously, a lot of those creatures probably prefer to be out in the ocean than in a small tank in an aquarium. So you really can't blame Inky for seizing his chance and taking it.
No, he seemed particularly determined. Good for him.
Absolutely. And so brave.
All right. Well, enjoy this one. Here it is. Inky the Octopus, Claudia Robin Gunn.
Inky was an octopus in the National Aquarium, but did you know that he was born at sea? Some fishermen, they found him on the reef and he was injured, so they took him in to shore for recovery. The big glass tank where he splashed down was full of fish and friends around, crowds of children to visit every day. Every night when the lights went out, all that Inky thought about was making his great octopus escape. Inky schemed and plotted, 9 brains, 3 hearts set on it, till the keeper made one small mistake. Then Inky made a break for it, the sea, the free, the open, and the cold of the tide, the lure of the ocean wide. Not like you and me. They don't have our solid bones. They can squeeze and wriggle home through tiny cracks and pipes out to the sea. And that's how Inky made a break for it. The sea, the free, the open, and the cold of the tide, the lure of the ocean wide. Inky found the opening, the way, the truth, the key to life escape. He sang, bye-bye, aquarium, I'm gonna do a little more adventuring, bye-bye. gotta be brave. You gotta be brave. Inky was an octopus who made deadlines round the world. A marvelous great octopus escape. If they ever make a movie Finding Inky, I'll go see it, for this story is my favorite escapade. Every train leads to the ocean. Every river flows to the sea.
That was Inky the Octopus. All right, our next song is called The Loneliest Whale. So tell us a little bit about this one.
Awesome. Okay, so this song is kind of a song in two parts, because literally it is about a song, a creature called the loneliest whale. It's known as 52, the 52 Hertz Whale, or 52 Blue. This also has actually been the subject of films, books. It has stirred the imagination of the world and artists and writers, because the curious thing about this whale is they discovered it with sonar sensors in the ocean, and they noticed that there was this particular whale song that was at a different frequency, at 52 hertz, to all the other whales that they recorded. And so there was this question, like, is this whale lonely? Like, can other whales hear it sing its song? Like, are they speaking the same language, or is this somehow a very unique song? And so, more in a wider sort of metaphorical sense, I really felt like that's an opportunity to tell a little story about being really unique. And we all have our own voice truly in the world, and being able to celebrate that uniqueness means that actually to tell your own story or sing your own song doesn't have to be a lonely thing. Sometimes it's a brave thing, and to be really true to yourself is really the best thing in the world. And like the song says, you know, if you sing your own song and find your own melody, soon enough, if you stay true to yourself, other people will find it, and maybe they'll start singing along with you too.
Love it. It's a great message. All right, well, here it is, The Loneliest Whale, Claudia Robin Gunn.
Frequencies, what a way to be. You know it's okay to sing your own song. Soon enough, folks hear and they'll sing along. Some of us have our own tune and our own story to tell. Listen well, some of us swim our own way and find our own frequency that rings through the sea. Loneliest whale is cruising their own way under the surface, following the sea waves. You know it's okay to sing your own song. Soon enough, folks will hear and sing along. Maybe there's other creatures down there who'll hear the song too. If you heard the loneliest whale, would you sing too? Some of us have our own tune and our own story to tell. Listen well, some of us will. hid there like a whale in the deep. Came from water to walk on the land, but the sea it still calls us. We know about the salt in the blood in our veins, and the pull of the waves, and the crunch of our feet in the sand. So sing your own song, like the loneliest whale. Sing your own song, soon enough folks will hear and sing along.
And that was The Loneliest Whale. All right, the final song we're going to feature here is called Fish for the Future. So tell us about this one.
Awesome. Okay, well, here where I live in New Zealand, and I'm sure in coastal communities all around the world, fishing is a beautiful, fun, healthy pastime. However, there's an issue globally with overfishing, and trying to make sure that there's a message for kids that it can be a fun and fantastic activity for kids to enjoy with their parents, but to know that maybe you just don't take too many and really understand what the catch limits are, how large fish need to be in whichever kind of region of the world you live in, is a really important thing, so that there's going to be fish for tomorrow and for your children and your children's children. And then the title of the song actually originally came from a sign that we have stuck on my partner's boat, which says fish for the future. And it's actually a little ruler that you have to use. So if you do catch a fish, you have to hold it up against this ruler on your boat and make sure it's above a certain size so that it's not too small and actually you just have to throw it back. So this is a lighthearted song with a serious message.
Very good. All right, well, let's play it. Here is Fish for the Future, Claudia Robin Gunn.
And Sprouts down in the deep blue sea. What's the story? John Dory, come and tell a tale for me. Look, look, it's a manta ray heading for the deep blue sea. Wind, wind, snapper on the bite, out on the hurricane. The deep blue sea, crayfish, gurnet, kingfish, tuna, fish for the future, you and me. We fish for the future if we want to have a fish for tea. For the fry pan, one for a friend, let's give back to the deep blue sea.
And that was Fish for the Future. All right. So all those songs from the new album, Sing for the Sea, Little Wild Ocean Friends. So Claudia, let everybody know where they can stream, download, buy that album, and where they can find and connect with you and find your website.
Oh, fabulous. Thanks so much, Patrick. Well, this project, you can find everything on all streaming sites. You'll also find it on my Bandcamp page, which is for Claudia Robin Gunn, and all the links are at my website, which is just claudiagunn.com. And you'll notice when you go to my Bandcamp, you'll also see there's a digital songbook that we have made, which is the package that you can see all the science notes, you can see all the illustrations for every song made by my very talented collaborators.
Wonderful. All right, well, last question. What's in store for you for the rest of 2022?
Oh, fabulous. Well, I am busy recording another project, which is actually the sister project for this current ocean album. And it's actually called Sing for the Earth, Little Wild Animals. So we kind of drew an imaginary line between things that live in the sea and things that live on the land. There are a few creatures that sort of straddle both. So you might notice when I do finally put that project out, there's a few that you might think, that's really a sea creature. So I think I find that a really interesting learning curve myself.
Very good. All right. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for coming on the show again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck with this album and that new project.
Thank you so much for having me, and all the best for you as well, and all the Kindy rock stars that you spotlight so beautifully on the show.
Yep, love it. All right, talk to you again soon.